If we dive into that awkward moment, when was something awkward that happened to you? You still there?
My most awkward moment in life was when I was with my new boyfriend and I bumped into my ex-boyfriend and forgot his name. So I was trying to make an introduction, but I couldn't remember my ex's name.
You know what, though? If you're going to forget somebody's name between those two people, at least it was the ex-boyfriend. Oh. So you're introducing the new boyfriend to the ex-boyfriend. He couldn't remember the ex's name. That's perfect. Oh, man, he just felt like a piece of garbage.
Yeah, 100%. Could you imagine? He'd be like, what just happened right now?
But- this is Tony. This is my ex. What was your name again? Oh, that person just that crushed that human being.
100%. You have been forgotten.
That's rough. Your awkward moment when? You got an awkward story from your life, Joel D. I feel like your day is a sequence of awkward events stacked on top of each other.
I mean, I have a lot of awkward moments, but then again, you've witnessed it right here in the studio. I say things and I don't even know it's an issue. So there's a lot of things that happen, I guess, I that I have no clue about, but... My life is just completely awkward. I can't even think about it. Sometimes I just say things and I'm trying not to right now. Okay, my neighbor the other day, my dog always chirps. He's always a chirper, right? Bark, bark, bark.
Barking around, yeah.
Especially if it's around the van, that's his possession. And when we get to the place, we live downtown, so we have to go by businesses. Well, this one dude always goes outside and he's always vaping or he's smoking a cig and he's always right outside the door, which you're not supposed to be, right by the building. So I'm going to say that out loud to that guy. But that awkward moment is there was a lady that wants to be at a different business that wants to be my dog's friend, but he always barks. And I just don't have time. Like, I'm in the middle of something. So I'd never, it's going to take treats and time for him to actually like you. So the lady's like, oh, hey, sweet boy. Bye. You're so beautiful. Blah, blah, blah. And then the other guy was out there vaping and Jasper's just going to town. Bark, bark, barking. And this guy says, oh, my favorite person. And I was like, and then this is the words that come out of my mouth sometimes. I need to not talk probably. Because then I was like, well, you know what? You're my favorite person because you're just out here for no reason where you're not supposed to be. Vaping, smoking cigs right outside the door where you're not even supposed to be. And I was like, I'm going to go back into my house now. See you. When I see you, there's a reason my dog barks at you, bro.
Your awkward moment. That awkward moment wins something. 237, it's text 35270. Oh, sorry, still just playing with the secret sound-making device in my hand again.
Looks like you got to put together, though.
I do. I got to put back together. Your awkward moment.
Well, the worst experience has been, hands down, when my parents walked in on me and my fiancé.
There's really no coming back from that, really.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. They were really quiet, came upstairs, we didn't hear them, we were in bed. It was embarrassing, but at least it was my fiancé.
Yeah, that's true. That does make that better. Well, really, husband would have been even better, but yeah, at least it wasn't just some random guy. Oddly young, that wouldn't have been good either.
Would have been interesting, yeah. Your parents would be like, sorry about that, but I feel like...
Get out of my house!
Luckily, that's never happened to me. That would be like the most awkward for your parents to see something like that. So yeah, luckily I've never had that happen to me.
Your awkward moment?
So I was in an interview for a cocktail job. So I was wearing a kind of a cute but sexy dress. And it had a plunging neckline. So I couldn't wear a bra with it because it would show in the middle. Well, we were getting along during the interview and I was laughing and I moved my hand and... one strap fell off my shoulder and exposed my boob, my entire bare boob. The person interviewing me and everybody that was sitting near our table. And I actually got the job, but I didn't take it because I thought I'm always going to feel like that's the reason why they hired me.
Well, you can't really live it down, right? Like that's going to, I feel like it would come up again. Like, yeah, I could have just never get mentioned again.
It's like, well, we didn't hire you because of the boob, but we gotta address the boob. Like, it happened. So it's always going to be like, you know, especially once you get comfortable with your coworkers and like 5 years down, you'll be at a Christmas party. Hey, remember that time one time your
interview?
Boob? Yeah, your boob just popped out.
Your awkward moment. You got one. 237. It's text 3527. Now, T-Swift, Antihero, Y94, home of the Playhouse in the morning. I have this thing again to hear. It's Playhouse, Y94. Then Secret Sound again, 810. In the middle of that awkward moment, when what's something awkward that happened to you?
Okay, so I was at my friend's wedding recently, and you know, it was such a beautiful wedding, but the aficionado, she's up there, and right when they were getting to the vows, she sneezed and farted at the same time. It got dead quiet, and everybody was like holding their breath. You could tell nobody wanted to laugh, but couple people started chuckling. The whole place kind of like went into an uproar. It must have been horrible for my friend getting married.
Yeah, well, and that, you can plan, you can have that wedding day just like figured out. There's really no accounting for that.
Yeah, there's not. You know what? It happens all the time. It's a natural thing. We need to just make it a normal thing.
Like flatulence in general or snorting?
I guess the farting part.
Yeah.
You just throw a little extra toilet paper up in there and you'll be okay if you know it's going to happen. Especially on a special moment day like that. If you know that you're capable of doing that, you know, just a little extra rolled up toilet paper up there might help a little bit.
Bury it in there.
Just bury it.
Your awkward moment wins something. What do we got?
Somebody texted in saying, rear-ending another car while telling my girlfriend what a great driver I was and just smash into somebody. I feel like that's something Joel D would do. Awkward moment when you're putting hot dogs on a roller grill at work with hot dogs in your hands. An old man looks at you and says, looks like you're good at that.
Gross.
Okay, yeah.
Gross.
Excuse me, sir. Are you going to purchase one of these or are you just going to be a creep? One time I called the teacher a bad word behind her back while she was standing behind my back. It was super awkward. One time I walked in on my dad with his new girlfriend. They were doing something on the couch. I was about 12 years old. You can't take that back out of your vision. I was at a drive-thru, had my credit card in my hand with a plastic fork in my mouth. I stuck my card in my mouth to put my car in park and scoot down the window and roll down the window. When the lady held out her hand, I pressed the spit-covered plastic fork right into her palm.
Lovely.
I'd be like, here you go. I'd like to pay for this with a gross, slimed-up fork.
Yummy. Your awkward moment?
Okay, so my parents were visiting, and I had just moved in with my boyfriend. We'd been dating only for like 3 or 4 months. Uh-huh. It was kind of a temporary move-in situation, but they were staying in his guest room, and they found a box of and my dad asked me if he could borrow it.
Why?
I don't need to know. Like, I don't want to know that you're borrowing. Just watch it. Don't tell me you're watching it. Don't tell me you found it.
Not probably the reaction I would have guessed. Like, oh, nice box of adult paraphernalia. Do you mind if I borrow this for a little while?
Yeah, I guess it's a Midwesterner for you.
Yeah. Well, the true Midwest move, your guy was probably like, yeah, sure. Go ahead. Keep it. You want my lawnmower, too? Your awkward moment, you got one. 237 is for the Playhouse in the morning, or text 35270. I want a flex. Playhouse, Y94, the number one hit music station, zero. Joel D, Amy out today, doing that awkward moment win. What's something awkward that happened to you?
Oh, well, actually, this didn't happen to me, but it was something I overheard on a plane trip. There were two guys that were, like, sitting next, across the aisle. And they were talking and having drinks and having a good time. They weren't together. I guess they just like kind of met up. But it turns out they evidently had some friends in common. So they started talking. And it turns out that the first guy had actually dated the second guy's girlfriend when they were back in college.
Ew.
And like that kind of changed things. All of a sudden it was like, okay, I'm going to work on my computer now.
I no longer want to listen to your conversation. That awkward moment.
There's nothing more awkward than being in the bathroom stall thinking you're talking to a coworker about the job and about the boss and about how much you don't like the boss, only to come out of the stall and be face-to-face with the boss.
Oh, so how'd that go for you?
It happened actually this morning. I had just gotten to work and was apparently a little too groggy to figure things out.
So the rest of your day is going to be, like, moderately uncomfortable?
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah, you gotta do that maybe somewhere a little more private, probably. I suppose you're thinking bathroom. Yeah, there's nobody in here. But he's got P2.
Yeah, there's sometimes, everybody's got a movement. You can't sync it up together. Somebody texting in saying that they drunk sexted their boss. It was an awkward the very next time they had to go to work. I introduced a friend of mine to my uncle as my favorite uncle. Of course, it was a family gathering, and my other two uncles were standing right there. Without thinking once, I tried to shake an amputee's hand. He stuck his arm out and was not offended to show that he was still able to shake my hand and defuse the situation. And there was minimal amounts of awkwardness, but I still felt awkward. Ended up going to a gas station and filled up my car while there was an older guy there doing the same thing. Then we both drove off, ended up at the same Starbucks. 2 miles away. Then we both drove off, ended up at the same gym, and ran a few miles treadmills apart. We both knew it was awkward, and it's super. It felt super awkward.
And awkward moment, what you got?
It was awful. My freshman year, I just moved into my dorm. I was like a week into college, and I forgot my keys when I went out. I came home wasted. Couldn't figure out how to get into my dorm building. So I just made out with this dude right in front of my building. And like all of my roommates came home and saw me just blatantly standing in front of the building, making out.
I like that was the solution. Like, well, we can't get inside to make out. Let's make it on the stoop here.
Right here. This is the place that we're going to do it.
And you get the honors of being the last one today. Your awkward tale.
Okay, so I work at Starbucks.
Cool.
And I love it. I worked there for a couple of years, and I've been there so long that I'm trained in everything, making drinks and the drive-thru and being the cashier.
This and your braggy
I'm
moment
so
when?
Awkward. I have really bad social anxiety, so I like the drive-thru the best because it's just like quick little conversations as opposed to the cashier. But I'm kind of like getting more used to it, and I like it a little bit better now. So last year around the holidays, I was the cashier, and this really sweet family came in. They were so cute. It was a mom and a dad and 2 kids, and they had this really cute matching pajama set, and they were so cute. And so naturally, I complimented them, and they were really sweet, and we were chatting, and they put a $50 bill in the tip jar, which was so sweet. That had never happened to me before. And the woman, the mom, looked like probably in her third trimester. And I was like, she looks so cute. And I was like, when are you due? What are you expecting? And the parents were immediately like, no, we're not expecting. And I was so embarrassed. I wanted to die. They fished the $50 bill out of the tip jar. It was so bad. I ended up giving them my drinks for free. It was a living nightmare.
Unless there's literally a baby doing the Tarzan, like, oh, from an umbilical cord dangling from that woman, you never assume she's pregnant.
Yeah, that's a Joel D move right there. Foot in mouth.
Yeah. It was literally awful.
And they actually took, like, I feel like that's kind of a jerk move that they took the 50. They just looked, like, dead in the eyes and took the tip out of the jar.
I don't know. It's so bad.
Listen,
so
they should have, that's pretty bad. They should maybe took like a little, maybe they put in a 50. They should have took you out an extra 20 or 10, something to just to pay for the inconvenience. All right. So did they ever come back in again, or is that the end of that?
No, I've never seen them again. And if they did, I would literally hide in the back until they were gone.
Well, I mean, the holiday season, Christmas is right around the corner. Those cute little pajamas, they're going to be taken out, and maybe you're going to see them again. Are you getting anxiety for that?
Yeah. Yes, I'm getting such bad anxiety. Yeah, anytime I see a little kid in a pajamas now, I'm scared that I ruined their life.